And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
Cancer Bats, formed in 2006, a band from Toronto. They're seven albums in, six EPs deep, and are arguably Canada's best hardcore punk bands. Love these guys. You can call them what you like, hardcore punk, sludge metal, metalcore. Without question, though, is you have to recognize that they are one of the country's most crushing bands, period. And they have the confidence of their counterparts as well. Check this out. George and Wade from Alexis on Fire have sung on Cancer Bats albums. Ben from Billy Talent, Tim from Rise Against, and their drummer Mike Peters was a guest right around the time that they released The Spark That Moves back in 18, and we covered a lot of ground, talking about comic book superheroes, aliens visiting Earth, binging Brooklyn 99. He shared a near-death story. He shared his thoughts on legalized marijuana. We talked about the Motley Crue movie, The Doors, and CCR. And Mike talked about his career highlight up until that point. Now, keep in mind, this is mid-year 2018. Listen to this.
I can't, it's tough to name one, but off the top of my head, like, we just played Hellfest in France.
Yeah.
And it was the second time we played Hellfest. And we were playing up against, like, Testament was playing on the main stage, you know, and it was, like, it blew my mind by, like, tenfold. Like, how many people were watching us.
No shit.
And how crazy the show was.
How many people do you think were watching?
I'm going to say, like, between 15 and 20,000 people.
Wow.
And just, like, it was the whole area. Like, and it's, like, I don't know if you've seen many pictures from Hellfest.
Yeah, dude. I watched a lot of their streaming it online.
Yeah. Like, the whole area is so cool. It's unbelievable. We played this stage called the War Zone.
That's the one in France, like, right? Because there's multiple Hellfests. Is there not? I think
it originally started in Syracuse, and then I think the one in France bought the name or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And just took it from being it's unbelievable. Like, it is. If I would suggest, if anyone can go to a festival,
really
go to Hellfest.
Wow.
It's like heavy metal Disneyland. Like, it's crazy.
Insane.
What I've heard about the festival is that they actually own the land that they it on.
Right.
So the fencing, like, around the festival area is, like, bombed out looking steel fences with, like, the Hellfest logo stamped through it, and, like, wow. And it shoots pyro at night. It gets dark, and then the fence around the festival shoots fire.
Wow.
And then like, all the bars that they have on the ground, like, once it got dark, they started shooting pyro at the top of them. This is nuts. It feels like you're going into, like, the Dusk from Dawn bar where there's all the fire coming up along the sides.
Yeah.
It was nuts. And then, like, it's just, everything's cool. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
There's like a 30-foot Lemmy statue, and, like, yeah, you know, there's just, like, all this stuff. And then, like, our whole area is like the war zone. It's got all these cool, like, it was so cool. And you're looking out at this huge original setup, and there's no one there. And then 5 minutes before you can run, you look out, and there's 10,000 or more people, and you're just like, what? And,
you know, stop it.
And, like, Clutch is playing on one stage. You can hear them.
Fucking love Clutch, like, dude. Wow.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Clutch,
so it's
is
like,
such a
I'm getting ready to go, and Clutch is doing you can hear them from the other stage. And so, you know, like, everybody's watching Clutch, and then they run over and watch us. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
Listen to this on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC approved repair shop. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter at Tedco RV Supplies.